The birds in this group, commoners, are widespread in eastern North America. Even non-birders are likely to recognize several of these vocalizations. Take, for example, our first species. The clamorous sound of Canada geese is a vocalization often likened to the barking of hounds. At times, both males and females call in a responsive duet. The male gives a loud honk, alternating with the female's higher-pitched version of the same. The American crow is another species with a well-known vocalization. While the raucous caw, caw is typical, the crow has an extensive repertoire, including rattles and clicks. Here's the familiar vocalization again. Our next commoner is the blue jay, whose vocalizations are known to many. These harsh JJ calls are often heard in chorus as flocks of these noisy birds move about. The blue jay has a wide variety of vocalizations. One common call is a musical quilly, quilly. Here's the blue jay again. While the house sparrow is a common enough species, especially around human habitations, its non-musical song, even among many birders, is often not recognized. Here it is. It is fair to say that the house sparrow's chirps are unremarkable. Birders would do well, however, to learn this song. If nothing else, being able to recognize and eliminate it could save you many steps. Here's the house sparrow song again. Also note the scolding chatter. A widely recognized bird song is that of the red-winged blackbird. The male's most familiar phrase is a distinctive conkeree. Also listen for a chuck note, as well as a high-pitched sear, sear. Now let's hear a medley of red-winged blackbird vocalization. Our next species is the common grackle. His harsh, grating vocalizations are comprised of chack notes and a series of metallic, non-musical squeaks. While this species will never win any prizes for singing, his vocalization is a useful one to know. Here's the common grackle one more time. The song sparrow, our final species in this group, is another commoner whose song is often heard. The typical vocalization begins with three introductory notes on the same pitch, followed by a series of faster notes and trills. One old-time representation of this song is Maids, 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 put on your tea kettle, little, little, little. This may be useful to you if it calls to mind the introductory notes and the more complex ending. Individual song sparrows give their own variations. Let's listen to several different birds. One. Two. Three. Four.